Kind of a big story here in our neck of the woods, or at least I think so. Last night, our partners in news at ABC 21 hosted a debate for the Allen County Sheriff's race. Last night's debate was between the two Republican candidates, current Allen County Sheriff Chief Deputy Troy Hershberger, and then Fort Wayne Police Department Deputy Chief Mitch McKinney. The current Allen County Sheriff, David Gladio, he's been the sheriff now for 8 years, but his term limit is obviously coming to an end. And now these two Republican candidates are obviously hoping to win your votes come the May primary. The two talked about the role of the Allen County Sheriff. They talked about how important it is to Allen County. They talked about drug addiction, relationships. They talked about community. But I think really the big, really big takeaways were the comments made about some of the overcrowding issues at the Allen County Jail. As you know, Wobbleland, because we talked about it here on the show, this has been an ongoing issue. This is not a secret. In fact, the big story just earlier this month was about a federal judge siding with inmates, claiming that the facility was overcrowded. And, in fact, immediate changes were demanded. It was also ordered that all the staffing issues be fixed, among a whole host of other things. But bottom line, yes, the overcrowding at the Allen County Jail is a thing, and it's been ongoing. So last night, when both candidates were asked by moderator Brian McElhattan there at ABC 21 about some of the biggest challenges facing Allen County, naturally, both candidates said the biggest issue would be fixing the Allen County Jail. Take a listen to Troy Hershberger. Hershberger's response.
The biggest challenge on the horizon is going to be the jail. There's a three-prong approach to the jail and the conditions that it affects, and that is overcrowding. Sheriff doesn't get to decide who comes to jail and who's in the jail. The second is staffing levels, and I've worked hard in working with county council to add 21 positions over the last couple years to bring our staffing level up. I've also created a personnel division full-time that works daily in the hiring process to keep our jail staffed. And the last thing is the physical layout of the jail or the architectural design. It's no secret. Our jail's 42 years old in the original tower, and it's failing. It's time for a new jail, and that will be the biggest thing for the next sheriff to handle, is the design, the layout, the management, and the building of a new jail.
Okay, so that was, again, Troy Hershberger talking about the biggest issue facing Allen County being the Allen County Jail and kind of all of the overcrowding staffing issues. Now, take a listen to the response of Mitch McKinney. It was the same question regarding the biggest challenge facing Allen County.
You know, that is the biggest challenge here is going to be the jail. And the biggest challenge right now is how is the current administration going to fill the personnel that they need? They have 145 slotted budgeted spots for personnel, and the full-time staff can't even fill that. There's 15 spots that haven't even been touched that are left open in the budget right now. The current lawsuit says that they have to have 175 dedicated staff, and we can't even reach 145 right now. So the number one thing is the employee base. At the Fort Wayne Police Department, I created a recruitment team. Officers that are on the street to recruit people all the time, where they are, where they see them. So full time when they're doing their job, they've committed themselves a little bit extra to be in the community to look for people who would make better law enforcement officers. The same can happen for confinement. And so 661 people applied for our department. We have 38 people in our academy right now to augment our police department. You have to make confinement a career. We know we need a new jail. We're going to have a new jail, and we'll do the best we can to make sure that happens for Allen County.
So here is the deal. Moving forward, the winner will face Democratic candidate Kevin Hunter in the fall. If you missed this debate and you want to watch it, which I highly recommend that you watch it, you still can. I'll actually share the link on my Facebook page. At WoWoKayla is my handle on Facebook, or you can just search for Kayla Blakesley. But again, the debate hosted last night by our partners in news at ABC 21, Brian McElhattan, was the moderator. Maybe we'll see if we can get Brian to come on the air and talk about maybe some of his thoughts on the big takeaways from the evening. But for me, that was really my big takeaway. These two gentlemen talking about the overcrowding issues at the Allen County Jail and how they plan on fixing said issues if they become sheriff.
Podcasts by Federated Media.